Well, once again, hello. Welcome to another edition of Frankly Speaking. And we are here on Radio Cafe Hertford 103. We always like to brag that we have interesting guests, so we have a very interesting and very pretty guest. And her name is Kasten Young. She is a musician deluxe. This gal writes her own songs, plays guitar, sings. She has a CD out, and eventually another one is on the way. And also with us is a friend of mine from many, many, many years, Martin Parker. Martin is from Edenton, and he has been the drummer for Freddie Hart, for Gail Davies, Ricky Skaggs, Vince Gill for 14 years, right?
Yeah.
And Patti Loveless. And now he's going, he said he's retired. Then he got a call from Don Williams. Remember that beautiful song, Amanda, which Don sang and wrote? Waylon Jennings cut it too.
Yeah.
And he's going on the road for the first time with Don Williams. And you start when? March?
Start rehearsal 1st of March. And the tour is, I think, March 17th.
Uh-huh.
Go out 2 weeks, come back for a couple months. And he goes out in two-week increments.
What happened to retirement?
you
retired. You retired from retiring, huh?
Yeah.
Back to work. Okay. Yeah. You have a you led a wonderful life though. And here
time.
In Edenton, he's got a studio on what's that's not Virginia Road, is it?
Yopium Road.
Yopium Road, mm-hmm. And he's been recording mostly gospel groups and so on.
A little bit of both.
Gospel and country.
Gospel and country, and actually did a. I call it a headbanging band, one of these.
Oh, okay.
I believe they were from over here.
Uh huh, could be. We bang a lot of heads over here. And the it's in an old, not a farmhouse, but it's on
it
your
was,
property.
It was actually my great grandfather's store.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, yeah.
General store. And the story was the store was one size, the smaller. Well, actually, you can see where the room was added on. The little kitchen bedroom area that I have, I live out there too. But my great grandfather and my great grandmother didn't get along too good, so he built that extra room for him to stay in when she was mad.
Oh, I love that. That's a great story. Yeah.
And he used to make moonshine, and he'd go over to church across the road. He gave the property for Yopium Baptist Church, and he'd get loaded. And she'd be in church. She was just a saint. And he'd get loaded and get up on the horse and ride around the church and start shooting in the air when he's mad at her. So that's my heritage right there.
Well, you take after Grandma or Grandpa?
I probably a little bit of both.
We should mention, by the way, we talked about all the people he's toured with, that Martin plays the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that. Right now we are going to talk to Kasten Young. Now, how did you and Kasten get together? Kasten, let me ask you. How'd you get together with Martin?
Martin and my granddad have been friends for a really long time, so when I started music, that's who they turned me to.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to get you to talk up just a little bit. Kasten has a very soft voice, which is nice for singing. But so you got together that way, and the CD you cut, was that cut over at his place?
I had done a few demos at his place. But then we went to Nashville to do the whole thing, and then we came back to do final touches.
Great. I did not know it was kind of Nashville. And we should add it's a self-titled album, and every song in there, as every song she does, is an original.
She
do not sing anything but originals, right?
Right.
What's the idea behind that, or the thought behind that?
Well, I like writing songs altogether. I have about 27 songs that I've written, and the ones that I do like, they're just really close to me, and it's funner to sing my own songs rather than to sing someone else's because it's new and it's not been heard yet.
So you do the words and the music?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Who, in your growing up years, who did you listen to?
I listened to a lot of Hilary Duff, and I listened to a lot of Shania Twain for my mom, and I listened to a lot of the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, it's a good choice, isn't it, Martin? Yeah.
I love Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, they had their really problems, good. But
well,
that was sort of, the reaction to that was, I'm sorry, was sort of ridiculous.
Yeah, she ran her mouth a little bit too much.
Yeah, she did, but then, she and Toby Keith had it out.
Yeah. That's okay.
Toby's one of my favorite of the superstars, yeah, though, all that I've interviewed in the superstar category. Yeah. Okay, and Kasten, I'm assuming, now when did you start guitar? When did you start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar when I was about in the fourth grade.
In the fourth grade?
Yes, sir.
Did you pick one up one day or what?
I had been begging for one for about a year. My parents wouldn't give me one just because they thought that it wouldn't amount to anything. But after continually asking for one, they finally gave me one, and they put me in lessons, and I haven't really let go of it.
And they admit that they were wrong, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And you started with the guitar. Then when did you decide you wanted to sing?
I sang a lot just in private, but when I started writing my own songs, that's when the singing kind of came along with it, just because I wanted to be with my songs all the way, so that's when I started singing.
Okay, we're going to get into Kasten's future plans and some more about her past, but I think this is a good time to let you folks listen to Kasten Young. Now, Kasten, on your CD, you have six songs. What do you have a favorite? One that we'd play, should play right now.
Picking Petals would be a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Picking Petals. Interesting title. Okay, this is Kasten Young, a song she wrote. You will now hear her singing it and playing the guitar, Picking Petals.
Spending my day picking petals.
He loves me, he loves me not, he loves me. He loves me, he loves me not, he loves me. He loves me, he loves me not.
Okay, we'll hear more from Kasten. As a matter of fact, she came to the studio here at RCH 103 with guitar in hand, and we're going to find out what it sounds like in person in a few moments. Let's find out a little bit more about Kasten Young. You live where?
I live in Edenton, North Carolina.
In Edenton.
Yes.
Your dad has a business in Elizabeth City, right?
Yes, Norman Young Tower.
Get that plug in.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. I didn't hear it. What was it again?
Norman Young Tire Center.
Again?
Norman Young Tire Center.
There, Dad. You happy now? Okay.
Norman Young Tire Center.
.com. Which reminds me, you have a website too, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Which is what, obviously?
CastingYoung.com.
And what do we find there?
There are links to where you can buy my songs. There are pictures from Nashville and the photo shoot that we did for the CD cover. And there's a contact us box where you can leave comments or questions. And our number if you need to contact us. And then there's also going to be... I'm planning on adding the lyrics to the website, the lyrics of the songs that are in this CD, and about us, like about the band and who I recorded with and how I got started.
Oh, the whole nine yards is right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Still playing music.
Where?
Anywhere.
On the Opry stage?
It doesn't matter. I know I'll be playing music. No matter where it takes me, I'll still be playing.
Oh, that's great. Okay, Kasten Young, we are talking to her. You're how old now?
I'm 14.
14, and you go where?
Chowan Middle School.
Chowan Middle School?
Yeah.
You're not even in high school yet.
No.
You're a mere child. And after you get out of school, you're going straight into the business or college or what?
I don't know. There are options. I could do a music college, or I could just go into music, or I could just go into college. I don't know.
You got a while to think about that. Yeah, you'll be in high school next year, right?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Okay, Kasten Young, and she had a nice article in the Cook publications, which around our area is the Daily Advance, the Chowan Herald, written by my buddy Robert Kelly Goss. And a lot of people have picked up on that, haven't they? We got the idea from that to bring you in here. You write the words and the music. Is one easier than the other for you?
Well, when I sit down to write a song, there's just something in my gut that tells me that I know I'm gonna write a song, because people or situations in my life, they give me the inspiration for my song. So if something has just happened, or if there's something or someone that's like on my heart really heavily, then that's how I write. So most of them are pretty easy to write because I have good inspiration.
So a lot of it is autobiographical.
Yeah.
Which brings me to song number one, which Lovers Lost and Found. You're a little young for that to be autobiographical. What is that all about?
Well, Lovers Lost and Found. When I'm sad, I usually, I find myself drawn towards water. Like, we have a river near our house, and it's kind of peaceful there. So Lovers Lost and Found is based around how you see people in movies that are like brokenhearted, and you'll see them like wrapped up in a sweater on the beach shore, or you'll see them sitting on a dock over a lake or something. People who are brokenhearted are people who just don't know what there's something wrong, and they'll find themselves near water, and that's what I do. And so I was kind of upset when I wrote that song, so that's what I wrote.
To lovers lost and found, where the salt soaks up broken hearts and yet to be dreams.
What made you upset? I can't
boy.
See you getting a boy.
A boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and old dad's got, I'll tell you that one later.
Well, we should add that Kasten is a beautiful young lady, long brown hair, brown eyes, a pretty smile. What comes easier to you, the words or the music in writing?
The music probably comes easier.
It does. So you can read music, obviously.
I can't.
You can't?
No.
Ooh. Get to teaching them, Mark.
I can't read it either.
Lord, I reckon. Talking to a bunch of musicians here.
That's right. I've got Grammys and platinum records, and I can't read a lick. If I get it ahead of time, I can fake my way through it. But sight reading, nope, doesn't happen.
You are kind of pushing Kasten, promoting her.
Yeah.
What is there about her that made you want to get into really working with her?
She's got the songwriter gene at this point, and she knows, she's just got a gift to write a song. not everybody has that. J.B. Rudd, you remember J.B.?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
He's got it. My son Quentin's got it.
He's a carpenter right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, he's moved. He's living in, where is it? Clayton, I believe.
Oh, I didn't know he left the area.
Living up there and, and working for the school system. Huh. But he still writes, you know. He goes out and does some stuff in Nashville. But it is a, she, songwriters see the world, you know, wide open. And we just see a small portion of it. You know, these guys know how to express what we're feeling in 100 different ways. And she's got that gift. And I've been around a bunch of them. And
oh, yeah.
She's got it.
You've been around the biggies. Okay, we're talking to the lady with the gift, 14-year-old Kasten Young. And your studio is called Seven Pines Recording Studio, and that's where she came, and you listened to her. And
yeah.
Was it an immediate thing in your mind that she...
I knew she had it. This was, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah,
a year and a half?
Around 2 years ago.
And
wow.
It was... She hadn't honed it as much at that point. And I gave you a few pointers and stuff, and when she came back last time, it was like, okay. So we started talking about it, and we went to Nashville. My friend Dave Martin has got a recording studio up there, and he's pretty well established. So we went up, and I used myself. I played drums. My son Quentin, who you met, we were in here doing an interview a couple
years ago.
He played bass, and we used his guitar player. So I had some young kids that were closer to her age. And myself, and there was a piano player named Rory Hoffman, who's quite gifted. He played piano, organ, and mandolin, all the stuff.
Ooh. Mm.
And I got a fiddle player that plays with the Grascals.
Oh, yeah, Ricky Skaggs' Bluegrass Group.
Yeah, and he came in and played fiddle on it. We came out with a good record. Then we came back here and did her vocals.
Okay, then these are the musicians that are on her record.
Right.
Well, that's terrific. So you worked with some professionals then right off the bat.
Yeah.
Boy,
fun.
It turned out much better than I had anticipated.
And you anticipated a lot of greatness in the first place.
Yeah, I anticipated good, but it turned out much better than I had.
So on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's a 9. The band performance is
What can
a
we
9.
Do to make her a 10?
And the songs are a 10. Two of the songs are 10s.
What are some of the things you've written about? Now, we've played Pick and Petals. What inspired that song? And
well, that song, I wrote it about being confused and not knowing what you're feeling at the time. Because picking petals, you see, like, princesses in Disney movies, and they'll be sitting at a fountain, like, picking the petals, the whole he loves me, he loves me not thing. And just about being confused and not knowing what to do.
He loves me not, he loves me. He loves me. He loves me not, he loves me. He loves me, he loves me not, he loves me.
It's kind of deep for a 14-year-old, isn't it?
That's what her daddy said, and mama both.
Yeah. Do you have brothers or sisters?
Yes, I have a little brother and a little sister.
Little brother's a drummer, too.
Oh, really? We won't hold that against him, will
That's
we?
Right.
And, This depth of feeling and thought that you have, how did that come about? Were you always that way?
I guess so. I don't know.
Even scampering around in the sandbox at 3 years old, you were thinking deep, thinking deep thoughts. Okay, what we're going to do now, we're going to let you do a live thing, a live session here. Go ahead and get your guitar out. She's got the case leading against it. And we'll talk to Martin a little more while she gets ready. And find out about, let's see, you're going on tour with Don Williams. Don is a beautiful singer.
Oh, man.
And how did he find out about you? Everybody in Nashville knows about you.
Well, the older guys, too.
Yeah.
I was sitting at the house a couple of weeks ago, and the phone rings. We were starting a new Out in the Cold record. And phone rang, and his bass player I had worked with Patty Loveless.
Oh, okay.
And the guitar player is a guy named Billy Sanford, who's the band leader. Billy was the guitar player that came up with the lick on Pretty Woman.
Oh, my God. Roy Orbison's song. Yeah.
That's he came to town. When he moved to town, he was playing with Roy. So he's playing guitar. He asked Matt, the bass player, if he knew what I was doing, if I would be interested in touring with him, because the drummer that's doing it now wasn't available or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure the whole story. And so I'm sitting over here in Eastern Carolina, and the phone rings, and that's the way it's always.
And you came out of retirement.
Well, yeah, okay.
And you came out of retirement.
I'll go do it.
That's great. I know you're looking forward to that. Really Don Williams has such a beautiful voice, and his big hit, Amanda, as we mentioned earlier, is one of the prettiest country songs I think ever written.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Waylon Jennings recorded it as well. And Waylon, of course, was in Edenton, what, about 10 years ago?
I believe so. I was still in Nashville then. I remember.
Yeah, he did a concert at the old high school, Johnny Holmes High School, which is now Swain Auditorium.
Yeah.
And I got to meet him backstage, too.
I love listening to his wife,
Jessie Coulter.
Yeah.
I'm Not Lisa, I think, is one of the great songs.
Oh, yeah.
Did she write that?
I don't know. I think she did.
It's her song, one way or the other.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of people who write songs and songs in general, Keston is written. Where did that name come from?
My great-grandmother's mother's name was Keston Elizabeth Harrison.
Okay.
My name is Keston Elizabeth, and my brother's name is Harrison.
Oh, so that keeps everybody in the family happy. What are you going to do, tune-up? Okay. You are now listening to a tune-up session. And we'll chime in here, reminding you that this is RCH 103, Radio Cafe Hertford 103. Frank Roberts, another edition of Frankly Speaking, which, by the way, is, as all of mine are, produced by Stephen Lane. And we are about ready to go. The guitar is tuned up. Keston, which one are you going to honor us with?
If you don't have a preference,
My preference is hearing you sing anything.
Okay.
This is a new one.
Oh, this is not on the CD then?
No.
What's the title?
Parachute.
Oh, Parachute.
Yeah.
Fascinating title. Let's see what it's all about. You're on.
Your name reappears in my thoughts.
Excellent. And, you know, it's beyond your years. Don't you think so?
Very much so.
I mean, the thought, the lyrics and the idea behind the song, what made you tie in Parachute with romance?
It's about being scared to fall, like being scared to fall for someone.
And yeah, so I understood that from the lyrics.
When I think about falling personally, I think about someone jumping off a cliff. And so being scared to fall would mean something would hold you back. And so I thought, and I was thinking, what about falling would hold you back? And so I thought, parachutes hold you back from falling.
See what I mean? I mean, it's like...
It's scary. I'm sorry,
guys,
Martin, but it's scary.
I can't do that, man. I've been around it for 40 years, and I can't do that.
I've been in this business for about 60 years, and I couldn't even, I can't even rhyme roses are red, violets are blue.
Exactly.
But that was really so good. You working on another song now?
I've got three new ones. This isn't my latest one.
It's not. Okay, what are the three newies?
One's called Liar Liar, one's called Runaway Slave, and one's called Handsome Boy.
Runaway Slave?
Yes.
I hate to ask, but I will. What's that about?
That song is about a boy, and he has a girlfriend, and she is the type of girl that is harassing him at every moment of the day. One lyric in the song, it actually says, you can wear that t-shirt, but you never liked it anyway, but you don't know there's a matching pair of shoes waiting for your birthday, because the girl wants him to be something that he's not, and she's trying to change him, and it's like, I'm trying to tell the boy that I'm better. I can be better than that, and he doesn't deserve that. So I'm trying to tell him to run away.
Ooh, sounds like a scene from The Young and the Restless, doesn't it? Wow.
So that's where you got the idea.
No, that's great. It's deep, but that's beautiful. Let's get away from music for a minute. What are some of your other interests?
I like to play sports. I played volleyball.
Okay, you on a team?
I was in seventh grade. I'm going to play softball this year.
Good for you. What position do you know?
I play shortstop and second base.
Well, you don't have to move much for that, do you? Any other interests?
I like drawing, but that's about it.
Okay. Now, you have a big cross around your neck. Tell me about that.
This belonged to my great-grandma.
Wow, it's a beautiful thing.
She was obsessed with jewelry. She had glitter everything, or stones and everything. And we were looking through an old bag of her jewelry one day, and I found this cross, and I just really liked it, so I put it on a chain, and I wear it a lot now.
It's beautiful, yeah. I didn't know it was that old, though, but I could see why you're so much in love with it. Where are some of the places you've played?
Joan County Fair.
Oh, okay.
Look at that, David's barn.
Yeah, David's Red
Barn. Oh, now that's a prestigious place. Last time I was there, Jimmy Fortune was there.
Yep.
Were you there for that?
Yeah, I played drums with him.
That's right, you did, yeah.
Every
time I turn around, you're there.
It's just, I'm glad to be working at my age, man.
Golly knows. I saw not the encore thing. Yeah, it's still called encore.
Yeah.
And anyway, he was backing them up in a couple plays.
Did Annie Get Your Gun?
Oh, I love that. That was such a good production.
I hadn't done a musical since high school, and I don't know when I'll do another one.
Oh, really?
I didn't.
What, was it tough?
Well, I don't feel I did as good a job as I could have, because it's not really my forte.
Yeah. Your forte is not limited exactly, but I know you don't like to do big solos.
Yeah.
I love the story you told me one time. Somebody talked you into doing a solo. Tell me about that again.
We were doing, it was a tour. Let's see if I can get it straight. It was all guitar players.
Oh.
The National Council for the Traditional Arts was doing this. And we started in San Diego and worked to Vancouver. But I had Jerry Douglas, Albert Lee, Cal Collins was the jazz guy. Wayne Henderson was a bluegrass player, and Ledward Kapana was a Hawaiian slack key. So there was one from every American form.
Yeah.
And so the jazz guy, we did the rehearsal. We did one night's rehearsal in San Diego, then did the show the next night. And we jamming, you know.
Yeah.
And so they had a band that played with all of them. And I was part of that band. But jazz guy's this bebop tunes real fast. He turns around to me for a solo, and I shook my head no. And then he said, "You sure?" I said, "Yeah." And then the next night, I felt a little bit better. And he said, "Go ahead." I said, "Well, okay." And I played this solo, and it was the most god-awful thing you've ever heard in your life. And he didn't ask me to do another one the rest of the tour.
So Gene Krupa, you ain't,
no,
huh?
No, I ain't Krupa.
Oh, gosh. That's a funny story. Another thing I remember, I think it was Ricky Skaggs used to make fun of the way you dressed.
Yeah. Blue Hawaii.
Yeah. Yep. You had those colorful Hawaiian-type shirts. Yep.
Mr. Blue Hawaii.
Is that what he called you, Mr. Blue Hawaii? Oh, Lord, that was fun. Gaston Young, 14 years old, plays guitar, sings, writes her own music, words and lyrics, and does a super job. Do you have any, don't you feel in your gut that you would like to become, get a song on the charts?
Yes.
Yes.
That's my ultimate dream, and I want people to be able to hear my music and to relate to it, because it makes me closer to the people who listen to my music when I know that they felt the same way that I feel when I write it.
Okay. Hope you play with some. We have a lot of excellent bands and vocal groups in this area. I hope you get to play with some of them.
Yeah.
Because they get around a whole lot. Gaston Young, and we're going to take another record from her CD. And let's see, which one would you like us to play right now? Let me ask you something. When the trash truck comes, you're pretty good with these weird titles and the subject matter. Can we play that one?
Yeah.
Okay, here's Gaston Young, huh?
Good song.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. The others have been good. Here's Gaston Young playing guitar and singing When the Trash Truck Comes.
You thought you'd get away, you're so pretty as the open door's not welcome. Use her for your petty games, I'm the one to blame. Nobody believes you, but I'd give you anything to let her hear the things you say about her. She loves you too darn much to see behind your cute pretend. Won't you just love it how you try to make me look bad? Everywhere you turn, there's a kick me sign on your back. Just love it how you try to make me look bad. Everywhere you turn, there's a kick me sign on your back.
I can't see her. I cannot see her getting mad.
No,
he would be
kind of
upset with me.
I don't believe. I was just kidding.
Just give us his initials then.
No.
That won't work either.
So this song is basically about throwing away old memories or like trying to get rid of something. Because when I was mad at this particular guy, everything that I had ever throw my hand. I tore it all up and I threw it in the trash. And so that's what I got.
Well, I ate my last bag of M&M's, cried my very last tears for him, tore up the love note. It should be gone by Thursday when the trash truck comes. When the trash truck comes. When the trash truck comes, oh, when the trash truck comes, when the trash truck comes.
Heard it really impressed me.
Really? What was it about the song that impressed you?
The chorus line. Was it, what did I ate my last bag of M&M's.
Cried my very last tear for him, tore up the love notes, they'll be gone by Thursday when the trash truck comes.
I love that.
Last song I can remember about trash was from the 1940s.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Colonna, who was kind of a sidekick to Bob Hope, had a record out called Stick Out Your Can, Here Comes the Garbage Man.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Really?
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
I have a copy somewhere.
Do you really?
Yeah, someplace. Who knows?
Jerry, I remember the name.
Jerry Colonna had this white mustache.
Yes.
He'd sing, open his mouth wide, and kind of yell out a song.
That's right. I remember him.
Okay. It's Castin Young. And some of the other songs on this recording are Purely Golden, Speak Loud, which she does not, and Sunshine. That's pretty. What is Speak Loud about? Because you're a very soft-spoken.
I wrote Speak Loud about my grandfather when I found out that he had cancer.
Ah.
Yes. I had known something was wrong because the family was walking around. My grandma had been crying. I knew that he had a tumor, but he had just been to the doctor's office, so I didn't know. Nobody told me what was wrong with it yet. So I went upstairs, and I was kind of confused and upset because I kind of knew that the news was bad because there were people crying. So I wrote this song not knowing that he had cancer, but knowing that I was not being told it yet. Tries to fight all alone. Speak loud, speak proud. When the dark clouds roll and the tears go falling down, speak loud, speak proud. When you feel you've done all you can do and your hopes just about give out, speak loud, speak proud. What happens to the Prince of Peace when the King of Sadness comes in? He saddles up and draws his sword, 'cause he knows he always wins. You can't win a battle if you think that victory doesn't exist. Patience and faith are virtues when it comes to fighting wars like this. Speak loud, speak proud. When the dark clouds roll and the tears go falling down, you've done all you can do, and your hope is just about giving.
Okay. What's going through your mind and the songs you're writing now?
I write about everything, usually. Like, I write about my dream to go to Nashville. I write a lot of songs about that, but...
Oh, yeah.
Mostly, I just write about people. None of the songs that I have written, have I not experienced the feeling, because with every one of these songs, I know that there's a feeling behind it that I have had before.
So you're an emotional young lady, and your emotions come out in music, and you are going to continue writing and singing and working with Martin?
If that's what she wants to do, I'm there.
Oh, I imagine you do want to do that, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Martin is there, and you're going to have to catch up with him because he's going to be on the road for a while with Don Williams. And Kasten, we just appreciate heck out of you coming. Appreciate heck for you coming. We really appreciate you, he said. My cold is still with me. Coming down here and singing and talking to us. And I'd like to have you back again sometime when you get a couple more songs under your belt. And we'll listen to those, and maybe by then you'll have another CD. Are you going to Nashville for the next CD?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Until I get there.
Be before the year is out?
I'm not sure.
All right. How much time do you spend writing a song? Can you knock off some of them quickly? Others take time?
I spend no more than 30 minutes writing.
Per song, music and lyrics?
Yes.
Ooh, wee. Bam, there they are with her. It's pretty cool.
It is. And you write them out in longhand, no computer?
No. I write them all in this notebook or on a piece of the paper that I find.
Well, is it more personal that way than on a computer or what?
I just don't like typing.
Oh, okay. Takes care of that. Well, Kasten, we appreciate you coming down here. It's been a wonderful interview, and I enjoyed listening to your music and listening to you play the guitar. You play any other instruments?
I'm learning how to play the mandolin and the dobro right now.
Good gracious.
And I can play a little bit of the keyboard. My grandma taught me how to.
Oh, that's terrific. Boy, so music is your life.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. And Martin, thanks to you for coming down. We want you back. We want you back a little later, and I've got a little idea I'll talk to you about after. Well, Steve has this idea after the show is over. And in the meantime, we'll remind you folks that this is Radio Cafe Hertford 103. This has been another edition of Frankly Speaking with Frank Roberts. And we wish all of you a good day, a good week, and hope you can listen in person, if you can, to Kasten Young. If not, get onto her website. Give us that address again.
KastenYoung.com.
Now, there's no music on your website, is there?
There are links to where you can hear the music.
Okay.
You can access it on iTunes.
Yeah.
That's a good way to catch up with Kasten and her efforts. And that'll do it for today. This has been, as I said, another edition of Frankly Speaking. Thanks again to Martin and to Kasten, and good day to all.
Hidden behind a secret moment is a heart that melts at the sight of your smile.